May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. It was the prophet Isaiah who said, "Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you." The prophet Isaiah proclaimed that we do not choose God. God chooses us. God takes us by the hand and keeps us. God chooses us to be in relationship. Would we ever, in goodness, enter a relationship with the intention of destroying it? Would God ever enter a relationship with the purpose of one day hurting it? Would the God that we just celebrated at Christmas in the Incarnation and that we celebrate now in Epiphany as the light of the world in his Son, Jesus Christ, ever intentionally hurt us? Ever intentionally do sad and tragic things to us? These are, of course, some of the difficult questions with which we theologians, all of us, have been challenged with throughout our lifetime and once again within recent months. First, a natural disaster, or what we call natural evil, such as Hurricane Sandy, arises from the oceans and strikes the coast of our nation, particularly the Northeast. Where is God to be found in the massive destruction, loss, injury, death, and crying? And now a flu epidemic in our nation that has taken more than 20 lives, some of whom are children. Again, something we as theologians would consider to be a natural evil disease. Where is God in the midst of that? And second, where is God in the aftermath of a human event of evil, such as the killings of innocent school children and teachers in an elementary school in Connecticut? Where is the God that Isaiah proclaims? The Christ that was baptized in the River Jordan? Louise Haskins once wrote the following words, "And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than the known way." Not easy for us to do, to move without a light, to move into the darkness, trusting that some hand will guide us. Just recently, I added an application to my iPhone, which was recommended to me, which is the flashlight. Very useful tool. that you can just hit this button and have a flashlight from your iPhone so that I could see where I was going if I got up in the night or if the lights went out at our house. It is hard for us to trust and move in the darkness. As I got off the elevator this past week at Central Baptist Hospital, I saw there emblazoned on the wall the words of Holy Scripture from Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Words of encouragement for people getting off an elevator that have perhaps just visited someone who is very ill, someone who is facing perhaps serious surgery. Events of your life and events of our nation and the world can be quite difficult and painful to grasp at times. Yet the hope of a life-giving God, a life-giving God, continues. And this was the hope that entered the world through the birth of Jesus Christ that we celebrated at Christmas, was visited by the Magi that we celebrated on the Epiphany last Sunday, and was further proclaimed when God called down from heaven at Christ's baptism, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." And it is the same hope that we celebrate today at St. John's on the feast of the baptism of our Lord. God visually and God deeply within our soul reminds us that God is the one who takes us by the hand. As we hold our hands in prayer, and as we hold our hands out to God and receive the bread of his Son. When you have had loss or tragedy in your life, have you experienced what Isaiah meant by God taking us by the hand? The answer is not always a simple one. Sometimes we feel God's presence, and at other times, we may experience isolation and the apparent absence, even the complete absence of God. I have felt all of that myself. Those are the times when a kind word, a pat on the back, or a quote from Scripture simply doesn't cut it. Instead, we need to feel the squeeze of God's hand. And all God asks of us is that you hold out your hand in an open way. In that darkness. And the rest we must leave to God. Anglican Archbishop Desmond Tutu, in his book, God Has a Dream, writes, "If you were in heaven now, you would notice the tears in God's eyes. The tears streaming down God's face as God looked on us and saw the awful things that we, God's children, are doing to each other. God cries and cries," he writes. "And then you might see the smile that is breaking over God's face, like sunshine through the rain. Almost like a rainbow, you would see God smiling because God was looking on you and noting how deeply concerned you are." In the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, something they will be recovering from for months and years, in the aftermath of the shooting of innocent school children, something those families will never get over, can we still see how God is present and working? Can you see how God has taken us by the hand and brought the children of God together in compassion, working to alleviate the great pain and suffering? I believe that we do witness in these times, as well as our own personal tragedies, a vision of the kingdom of God. People compassionately working together for goodness. People working together for wholeness. People working together for healing. People working together for peace. The God that Isaiah proclaimed is the same God that called down from heaven at his son's baptism. And it is the same God that in times of personal and national tragedies asks us only to reach out for God's hand. And no, there is no app for that. There is faith. As Augustine said, the ability to believe in things unseen but known to be true. To hold out our hand in the darkness, even when we cannot feel God's grasp and presence. Today we are reminded that God is always with you. God is always with us. Amen.